This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. An outpouring of love after the death of former President Jimmy Carter. He served only one term in office and then went on to do humanitarian work, which this visitor at the Carter Center in Atlanta says did not go unnoticed.
When you see the flowers, you see the gifts, you see the impact that he had on all kinds of people, it's just a good reminder that when you're a good, decent person and do the right thing, that people will remember you well.
More from correspondent Nicole Valdez.
Carter was the nation's longest living president. His goodbye includes a service here at the Carter Center and state funeral in Washington on January 9th, before he's laid to rest in Plains next to his wife.
A deadly plane crash in South Korea. At least 179 died after the aircraft hit a barrier and erupted into flames on the runway.
This comes at an incredibly difficult time for this country. There is a lot of political instability and uncertainty after the country ousted its president just over 2 weeks ago when he tried to bring this country under martial law. So its current leader has only been in office now for just over 48 hours. So this is a huge challenge for him going forward and a huge tragedy for this country. Jean McKenzie for CBS News in Muan Airport, South Korea.
A federal appeals court in New York has upheld a $5 million award in a civil case accusing President-elect Trump of defamation and sexual abuse. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
One of the claims that Donald Trump raised on appeal is that it was unfair for the judge to allow the jury to hear that Access Hollywood tape in which he infamously made the statement about grabbing women's genitalia. But the Court of Appeals said that it had been a fair trial.
CBS's Christopher Cruz reports the Treasury Department's been allegedly hacked by the Chinese government.
The intrusion happened earlier this month. Treasury officials say the hacker compromised a third-party cybersecurity service provider called Beyond Trust and was able to remotely access the workstations and some unclassified documents.
Security will be tight in New York for tomorrow's New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Mayor Eric Adams says they are prepared.
There'll be officers in uniform and out of uniform. We're going to make sure we have the omnipresence of the blue uniform would always bring that level of security, but there are many officers that have plainclothes assignments to give the element of surprise.
Markets at the close are in the red. The Dow down 418 points, NASDAQ down 235. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. The $440 million redevelopment of the former South Hills Country Club site in Racine County is about to begin. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Ashley Capital has finalized their purchase of the property. The plan is to build a 223-acre business park with 10 industrial buildings. A case of bird flu has been identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. State officials say the health risk is low, but they have set up a containment zone to restrict poultry movement. And Kenosha County Public Health is launching a program offering a radon test kit in exchange for a non-perishable food item. The initiative aims to provide an affordable way for people to test their homes for radon. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers lose to the Vikings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Vikings jumped out to an early lead again against Green Bay and held on to win this time 27-25 over the Packers. Former Packer Aaron Jones says, from Justin Jefferson to tight end T.J. Hockenson, the Vikings have depth.
We have weapons, and I think that's what was scary. We got so many playmakers, so guys understand that, and they make the most of their opportunities.
The Packers plagued with penalties, illegal formation, offsides on a field goal, even 12 men on the field. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, that was on us as coaches. Called the personnel, somebody heard it different, and that's how we got 12 in the huddle. That's the first time that's happened in a really long time. You know, those are drive-stopping penalties.
And the NFL has announced that the Packers' final regular season game is Sunday at noon when they host the Bears. NBA, the Bucks lost to the Bulls over the weekend. Tomorrow, they play the Pacers in Indiana for an early New Year's Eve game. Tip-off time is 2 p.m. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN weather. It's the last time we'll see the sunshine this year. With partly sunny skies today, will become mostly cloudy by tonight, with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the low 40s, and tonight slide below freezing. Then, we've got a light wintry mix on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And a German driver followed his GPS right into a pond. The man drove his BMW through a stop sign, down a ramp, and about 12 feet into a pond before coming to a soggy stop. How about a little common sense?
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco. Gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna change. Everything still remains the same. Home.
now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, wasting
Radio Park to the Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Kind of a drag when your baby don't love you. Kind of a drag when you know she's been untrue.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Hey, Stuart.
Hey, Kurt. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty well. Stuart J. Waddles is here. And we all knew that yesterday's Packer game, yesterday afternoon's Packer game was going to be a tough one. We knew that going in. But I kind of blame you for the loss. Yeah.
What?
All season long. Oh, the Vikings are going to collapse. The Vikings are going to collapse. No.
Is the season over, Kurt? Are the playoffs done?
Doesn't matter.
Have the final end of the season tears been shed? No. No, this ain't over.
They're, what are they, 13? What's their record?
Yeah, my prediction.
Even if they lose to the Lions next week, which is highly possible.
I know. When it ends, it's going to be spectacular.
I don't know. I blame you.
No, you didn't put any money on this now, Kurt, did you?
No.
You head down to Waukegan and up to Milwaukee or...
I mean, I was hoping that they could pull out a victory. And if they had played all game long like they did, like in the late fourth quarter,
well,
maybe they would have.
If we want to go into it, I've got some problems with that one offsides penalty. I think he was on a field goal.
Right,
and then catch there. Another catch I wish they would have showed a couple of more replays on, because I'm not sure Jefferson got one all the way down.
They got they got some cleanup to do before next week. Before the playoffs.
Well, yeah, before they go on to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
You're going to blame it on me now, Kurt?
I tell you what, I will take it back if they win the Super Bowl. I will take it all back.
Okay.
All right. Next up is the Bears. Sunday, I think it's a noon kickoff. We'll have it for you here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. I've helped many guys with ED in my 12 years of practice, but now you can get world-class care for ED 100% online by going to HIMSS.com. So what are you waiting for?
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices, go to HIMSS.com/joy.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir,
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again, just outside the left elbow,
here,
goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts at a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now Timeless Hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine.
WRJN. We'll be right back.
but only the lonely know why I cry. Only the lonely only the lonely know the heartaches I've been through. Only the lonely know I cry and cry for you. Maybe tomorrow a new romance.
News. Timeless Hits, WRJN. Tonight, cloudy and a low of 33. Might see a little rain overnight. We'll see. And then tomorrow, a little rain, maybe a little snow, and a high of 40. Tomorrow night as you celebrate, cloudy, maybe a little snow. We'll see. And a low of 24. And then New Year's Day, partly sunny and 30.
You
help, help me, Rhonda.
Greatest Hits, WRJN. Well, when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody is better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Recaps of the Brewers, Badgers, and Bucks, and on-site reporting of the Packers. Mike is on every hour, weekdays on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Work is expected to start soon on the Racine County redevelopment of the South Hills Country Club site. The $440 million transformation is moving ahead with the purchase of the property by Ashley Capital. The national real estate firm plans to convert the 223-acre property into the South Hills Commerce Center. That'll feature 10 industrial buildings totaling almost 4 million square feet. The project is expected to boost property value there by $300 million and bring 2,000 full-time jobs. No injuries in a four-vehicle crash on I-94 last night. A couple of lanes in Racine County were shut down last night at around 9:30 when slick roads led to the impact. Health officials continue to talk about a case of bird flu identified in a backyard poultry flock in Kenosha County. The area in question is near Twin Lakes. The detection has led to a response from state ag authorities. The outbreak means there's a containment zone which restricts poultry movement in the area. Health experts say while the risk to the public remains low, they're emphasizing the importance of proper handling and cooking of poultry products. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Time we'll see the sunshine this year. With partly sunny skies today, will become mostly cloudy by tonight, with more areas of dense fog. High temperatures today stay mild, tapping the low 40s, and tonight slide below freezing. Then we've got a light wintry mix on the way tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
Yeah.
It's Hughes Corporation and Rock the Boat from 1974 on WRJN. They were in pretty good company in 1974. They shared the charts with the likes of John Lennon, Paul Anka, David Bowie, Harry Chapin, Cher, the Rolling Stones, the Eagles, Neil Young, and more.
Do you like good music?
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses and has tips on marketing and advertising. Simply sign up at WRJN.com. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. What are you doing New Year's Eve? I would sing it, but I won't put you through that. Lou Regani invites you to spend New Year's Eve with him and his special holiday edition of Music of the Stars. It's some of the greatest music ever performed. It's going to be in the spotlight New Year's Eve tomorrow night from 7 p.m. until 1 a.m. You can mix hope for the new year with a good dose of nostalgia. New Year's Eve right here on WRJN.
Hey, girl, what you doing down there? Dancing alone every night while I live right above you. I can hear your music playing. I can feel your body swaying. One floor below me, you don't even know me. I love you. Oh, my darling.
Not three times
on the ceiling if you want me. If the answer is no, oh my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Oh,
twice on the pipe,
means you ain't gonna show. Oh, my darling,
knock three times
on the ceiling
if you want me.
Twice
on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness, means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa,
twice on the pipe
means you ain't gonna show.
You'll meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the
for 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hints too. Coming up, CBS News at 5. And we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Baby, do you understand me now? Sometimes I feel a little mad.
store. Understood. Yes, I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We are now learning details of how the country will say goodbye to the 39th President of the United States.
President Biden has called for a national day of mourning to honor the life of former President Jimmy Carter. Following the late leader's death, the president ordered flags to fly at half-staff and federal agencies to close on January 9th. On that day, a state funeral will be held in Washington, with plans for memorial services in Mr. Carter's home state of Georgia as well. Willie James Inman, CBS News, St. Croix, the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Scary moments at LAX on Friday when a Delta plane and a charter plane carrying the Gonzaga men's basketball team almost collided.
Stop.
The FAA is investigating what caused the near collision. No one was injured. Meanwhile, the investigation into the deadly plane crash in South Korea will be extensive and lengthy. Reporter Alex Jensen is in Seoul.
The fact that there was this concrete mound in place is being